This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He gets ready for tonight's broadcast. Padres and Halos coming up tonight. Tony will be back for our Big Five. And also, we got a Padre Pen Pal segment coming up at the bottom of this hour. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. We got to get right to the Daily Gambit today because we have a lot. But I just wanted to throw this in without too much discussion, but just put it in your head. According to our old friend, John Heyman. Remember him, Scrape?
Yes, I do.
John Heyman says the Padres were on the hunt prior to the season. Expressed a lot of interest in Anthony Rizzo as a left-handed hitting bat, first baseman type guy. Rizzo's 35, said he had wanted to continue playing despite his age. Padres did not ever get Rizzo and went with Jason Hayward instead.
I'm assuming Rizzo didn't want to play for $1 million.
Well, I don't know about that, but Hayward's two home runs, 181, 517 OPS. I don't know how much longer, despite his pretty good defense.
His defense is
It's been good. And clubhouse presence, which we know is good. But can you continue with that? And for how much longer can you? I'm just throwing it out. I think it's too early to be seriously discussing that.
Until he stops playing defense.
I don't know. You can't win too much with a 181 left fielder.
No.
Not too often.
No, you can't. But he did hit it.
He did
the first three-run home run of the season.
He broke my heart, Scraby. I wanted to see that continue for the whole season.
I mean, you knew if there was a place it was going to happen, it was probably Coors Field.
Yeah. It happened twice, actually, Saturday night. They hit a pair of three-run homers.
Yeah, in back-to-back innings.
I know.
Isn't that weird how baseball works?
Didn't happen for 160-plus plate appearances.
And then boom.
Boom, it happened twice. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit. We got a lot of games to look at.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And Chris, before we get into the Big Five, the lineup came in while Matt Snyder was on the show. And the most important thing that we need to know is that Jackson Merritt was back in the lineup.
Back in the lineup, back in the cleanup spot tonight, yes.
Pretty normal lineup. Tatis, Arraez, Machado, Merrill, Bogarts, Sheets at DH, Diaz, Cronenworth, Lockridge, and then King is pitching.
Yeah, it's pretty much your lineup against left-handed starting pitching right now. And the question is, will Gavin Sheets make that a permanent thing where he gets the DH against lefties?
I picked him up again in fantasy today. He's been pretty good lately.
Well, he just finished in Coors Field. A lot of guys look good when they're there.
Yeah, he hit a pretty pretty deep home run, I would say, in that first inning I think Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right, Cavs on Friday night against the Pacers. They were 5-point favorites. Chris said Pacers, I said Cavs, and the Cavs won 126-104.
And then yesterday, Indiana won.
Yeah.
And led by, can you believe, 41-point lead at halftime.
There's been some crazy point differentials in the playoffs.
And bad news for the Cavs, who are now facing elimination. Donovan Mitchell, questionable for Game 5.
Yes.
That could be the end of a great season for Cleveland.
He's got what, an ankle injury?
Ankle, yes.
That hurts when you play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
OKC was six-point favorites against Denver on Friday night. Chris chose Denver. I chose OKC. Denver won, so they went outright 113-104.
And then OKC got even yesterday, so they're 2-2 in that series.
Which game had more points, the Cavs and the Pacers or the Thunder and the Nuggets? We both said OKC Denver. That was not the highest scoring game. The Cavs and Pacers combined for 230. The Thunder and Nuggets combined for 217. So we were both wrong on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Boston, they were playing Saturday night against the Knicks. They were 5.5-point favorites. Chris chose Boston. I chose the Knicks. Celtics won by 22, 115-93. So no issues
there.
Chance
for the Celtics to even the score tonight.
I can't wait for them to hoist 75 threes and make like...
two.
Yeah. Then we had Minnesota, 5-point favorites at Golden State. We both took the Wolves, and we were
tied.
Not correct, and we were not wrong, because the T-Wolves won by 5, 102-97.
Yes, you can thank Kuminga for that.
Warriors, I love Kuminga.
Jonathan Kuminga hit a falling out of bounds with a hand in his face, 3-point jumper at the buzzer.
So a prayer.
Just threw it up there because the game was over. And instead of losing by 8, the Warriors lost by 5. I imagine a lot of money exchanged hands on that shot.
Yes. Yes. So, just look around the sports book. You'll see who's who.
Who won, who lost, yeah. Who tied, who pushed, who didn't win. Yeah, there was a lot riding on that heave.
I do love, there was one time I was in a sports book where it was like that ended game. Everybody was watching to see if they won the bet. And then it went one way for someone. And then you see these people just cheer.
Right.
And you see these other people just throw their tickets on the ground. It's great.
That's betting for
it's
you.
It's amazing. Yeah. All right. Who scored more in their game? Jalen Brunson for the Knicks or Ant-Man for the Wolves? We both said Brunson. Ant-Man had 36. Brunson only had 27.
Ant-Man had a huge game for Minnesota in Game 3. Without Steph, the Warriors don't look like they can keep up with them.
No.
But tonight could be big. If the Warriors can find a way, and I don't know how, but then maybe they get lucky and Steph comes back for Game 5 and it's a series again. So we'll see.
You take the best three-point shooting player in the NBA history.
Just one of the best players, period.
And it's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt, yeah.
Toronto at the Panthers on Friday night. The Panthers were -1.5 on the puck line. Chris chose the Panthers. I chose the Leaves or the Maple Leafs.
Maple Leaves.
Every time I do this, people are legitimately mad at me. And I'm like, guys, it's just a joke. I'm just saying it because it's fun. And they're like, it's not fun. You're misleading people into thinking that it's the Leaves. Calm down, everybody.
I you know what? I don't agree with you on much, but since it is more than one leaf, I think it should be the Leaves.
Thank you.
I like it.
Panthers, though, they won, but they did not win by enough, 5-4, so the Leaves win it.
Yeah.
Padres Rockies over under 11.5 total runs on Friday night. Chris went over. I don't know what I was thinking by going under. It was going to be like 14 runs until the Rockies decided to score a bunch of runs at the end of the game. It was 13-9, so that was 22 runs. You were correct. Dodgers. Now, this game was absolutely insane on Friday night the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Dodgers were -1.5 on the run line. We both chose the D-backs, and the Dodgers had to come from behind. Ohtani hits a massive home run at the end of the game, but Dodgers end up winning this one 14-11, so they win the bet, too.
If you're looking for the biggest difference between the Padres, the Diamondbacks, Giants, the teams that are all going to try to beat the Dodgers... The Padres have almost a sure thing in the ninth inning. Neither the Diamondbacks nor the Giants have that.
Yep.
They hope that they hang on, but the Padres know they're going to hang on. That, to me, is a big edge for us.
Yes. You get a guy that goes in there, he just puts up zeros.
Diamondbacks don't have a closer, nor the Giants have one, but he's not very good.
And they keep switching in between Duvall and him. And
both those teams are hurting there.
All right, last one. Giants at Twins on Friday night. Over, under, 9 runs total in the game. I said over, you said under. It was 3-1.
So I went under because of Chris Paddock, who pitched a
perfect game.
And he
won the game.
He pitched a perfect game into the sixth inning that
night.
We were
giving the sheriff a little bit of stuff, but he ended up being great.
Good for the sheriff. All right, tonight, back at it for game 4. Celtics -6 over the Knickerbockers. Most people think the Celtics are going to even the series. I am hoping the Knicks find a way. I will take the 6 points. It all comes down to the 3-point shot. That's it. Celtics make them or not. Who you taking?
I'm going Celts.
You're going with the Celtics.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you jinx
it. They'll make 18 of 68 threes.
That might be enough. Minnesota -5.5 tonight at GSW. Warriors only lost by 5 last time because of the miracle shot by Kuminga.
Yes, the miracle in the corner.
Yeah. Who do you have here?
I can't pick the Warriors. I'm going to go Wolves.
I'm going to take the Warriors. I watched that game the other day. I thought Golden State and Steve Kerr did a hell of a job. And they don't have enough to win, but they have enough to play the entire game right there to the wire. Which game scores more points? Celtics-Knicks -10 or T-Wolves-Warriors? It's still going to be Celtics-Knicks. The Warriors' only chance is to slow the game down, which they did in Game 3. They'll do it again tonight. It'll be low scoring. I'll take the Celtics-Knicks, but I got to give 10. Which one do you want? More points.
I'll go the other way just for the sake of
You'll go
of
the Minnesota Warrior game. Tatum versus Ant-Man. Tonight, points straight up. Tatum against the Knicks. Ant against the Warriors. Scraby.
I am going to stay with the hot hand and go Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. I'll go Tatum, even though I do not like him. He chucks so many shots. Edmonton up 2-1. -1.5 over Vegas. Vegas beat them the other night on a goal with 0.4 seconds left.
That. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tonight, Edmonton gets revenge. I'll take Edmonton -1.5.
The Oilers.
The Oil. I like to just call them the Oil. Who do you have here?
I'm going to say Vegas.
Going to go
Maybe doesn't win, but
all right.
Only loses
Stay
by
within one.
One.
Dodgers, Angel, or Padres, Angels. 7 runs tonight is over under. Scrape. 7 runs. You got Michael King on the mound.
UC Kikuchi's pretty good, too.
Kikuchi? Where you going? Kikuchi's 0-4, but a decent
kinda,
ERA.
Weather's kind of cold tonight.
Okay.
I'm going under.
Under? I'm going under because it's a Scrabinator game. And every time we get to sit in the suite, it's the game only takes 1.5 hours, and then
it's
we all have to go home.
It's true.
It never fails.
When we did the
entertainment night,
entertainment
the game
night.
Was over, but in a blink of an eye,
it was maybe 2 hours and 5 minutes.
It happens like that. I go under also. Texas -1.5 runs against the Rockies in Texas. As usual, this is the easiest bet on the board. I'll take Texas, although a new manager for the Rocks tonight. Bruce Bochy going to have a little heart? I wouldn't think he would.
No. The Rockies, they were living it up yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Back to earth today, so I'm going
to
go
Rangers. Back to
Rangers.
Earth today. They've only won 2 on the road all year, the Rockies. Who has more strikeouts tonight, Tyler Mahle of Texas or Michael King of the Padres? Different games. More strikeouts. Molly's facing, of course, the Rocks. King's facing the Halos. Who has more? They both have the same odds. So
I'm going King.
I go King, too. King always gets a lot of strikeouts at home. There's our Daily Gambit. When we come back, fans are acting like idiots all over baseball.
Oh, man.
Don't be the next one to do it. We'll explain.
Did I miss something over the weekend?
You might have. I'll let you know when we come back after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Just overall seeing him, you know, since day one, since I saw him, how much he's grown as a player, as much as he's grown as a human being. You know, the things he's doing as a player out there every single day. I love seeing that. I love seeing the development, the growth, you know, since he was a 19-year-old kid getting his first hit here. You know, obviously reaching all these accolades. I mean, it's just a beauty to be a part of.
Manny Machado, among those who appreciate the brilliance of Fernando Tatis Jr. I will say that I think one of the more underrated aspects of this season, Scraby, is Fernando Tatis Jr.'s apparent maturity level. Right? We're not with him every single day. But just watching the way he's going about his business now,
yep.
He seems to have really grown up a lot between last year and this year.
I agree with you.
And I think it's showing. The way he's playing, the way he's treating the game. He's still playing with the same joy, but I just feel there's a little bit more of an earnestness to what he's doing this year. And it's showing up statistically, of course.
Yes.
Manny was talking about that because Fernando passed Tony Gwynn on the Padres' all-time home run list over the weekend. 136 now for Fernando. Tony had 135. I'll tell you this, Machado and Tatis are going to be 1-2 on this list before too long.
Oh, yeah.
Manny's already number one. Fernando's number six, but he's going to pass Dave Winfield, Phil Nevin, Adrian Gonzalez, and Nate Colbert soon, like within the next year. So those are going to be your top two home run hitters in the history of the franchise.
What about Jackson Merrill?
Very soon. He could be third, but he's a ways, you know, down the list at this point.
You know what? Wood said something on the roundtable last week that stuck with me all weekend for some reason. But he said, I expected Jackson Merrill to be like a six home run guy. But he's legit 25, maybe 30 if he gets there at some point in his career.
I don't think anybody expected him ever to start a game against a left-handed pitcher.
And look at what he's doing.
Batting cleanup tonight against a left-handed pitcher.
Yep.
And he should be.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. Tune in to the manager's report. Speaking of Woodsy, Mike Schilt, every Friday, 9 a.m. with Ben and Woods. The manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Mike Schilt, 9 a.m. Friday mornings. Don't miss it with Ben and Woods. Thursday, of course, our roundtable. That gets underway at 10 a.m. Lots of Padres stuff for you to look forward to as the week goes on, including Sam Levitt's pregame show, which is a couple of hours away this evening from Petco Park. We talk about it more than we should. I don't want to say more than we should. We talk about it more than we want to, but I think we should keep talking about it until someday this gets better. And it's not getting better right now, Scraby. It's getting way worse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, you know, it needs to continue to be dealt with or somehow.
Yes.
I'll start with Max Muncy. And you know, I'm not a fan, never have been a fan. I know that none of you out there are fans and never have been a fan. He plays for the evil empire. But Max Muncy still does not deserve to have his entire being threatened just for walking out onto the team bus.
Oh, yeah, I saw this a couple weeks ago.
There was a video a couple of weeks ago, people hurling profanities at him, and not just like endless stuff while he's, you know, just getting on the bus. Look, he's got one home run. He struck out 35% of the time this year. He's hitting 190. Okay, but, you know, here's what I don't get. If you call yourself a decent fan, and in this case a Dodger fan.
I don't think they're fans.
I know what you're saying, but... But my what I'm going to get to is Max Muncy already helped you win two World Series titles. Big part of it, right? Last year and in 2020. You would think, you know, that a real fan would have some recollection of what this guy did as opposed to what he's currently doing. But they don't. And the same goes for what happened in Houston over the weekend. This was really disgraceful and to a certain extent scary. Lance McCullers, who's the son of the former Padre pitcher, I might add, who went by the same name.
Yes.
Lance McCullers Jr. Started, I think it was his first or second game back. He's been hurt for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And he got knocked out in the first inning. I think the Reds scored 10 runs. And by the time the game was over, his kids' lives had been threatened by people on wherever, social media, et cetera. This is so scary and uncalled for.
Do you want to hear what he had to say?
Of course I do.
Okay.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but, threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with, so... just as a father, I think, there have been many, many threats over the years, aimed at me mostly. And I think actually one or two people have, from other issues around baseball, actually had to go to jail for things like that. But, I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to, find them or, next time they see us in public, they're going to stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
I mean, you almost got to let that sink in for a second.
I can't even believe it.
Right? I mean, are you kidding? I mean, this guy does have to take his kids to school, drop them off for the day. This guy does have to go out of town with his team and leave his kids behind.
Yep.
How can you even live your life concerned about something like this? I will ask you, Scraby, because you are the technical expert.
Okay.
Is there any way to track down the people that are sending these threats through social media or email or however it's been done?
I'm assuming it's through social media. And yes, there is, unless they're smart and they cover their tracks. But I don't envision a lot of these people being very smart.
Right, I wouldn't either.
It's
just off the cuff. You're that upset.
I don't think it's off the cuff. I think this is someone who either lost money. It's the betting world.
Probably
and the fantasy,
lost money.
Fantasy sports world.
Fair point. Probably lost money. But can we prosecute and lock up some of these people?
I would love to.
This seems to be the only step that can be taken at this point to at least, at least maybe deter the next guy for making a threat like this.
See, I don't think anyone will be deterred because they think that they'll get away with it. I thought a lot about this over the weekend, and I am not going to buy the argument that he started with. I get that people are passionate. I get that people are fans. No more. I do not care that you love the Astros. You cannot message a pitcher and say you're going to murder his children because he didn't pitch well. That is not someone with passion. That is someone with evil intent in their heart. And I can't stand behind that anymore. You are not a fan if you threaten children.
Right. So let's please find them on social media. There's got to be a way you can dig up all this stuff now.
There is a way, because Instagram could probably find their IP addresses and things like that.
Take a moment to prosecute one of these people and, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, hang them up in the public square so, you know, the rest of the people get the message. This is ridiculous. This is scary ridiculous.
Yeah. I think people also, we need more social media regulation. We can't have these burner accounts anymore, because the burner accounts used to be fun. It used to be characters. You used to be like the faux
what you're saying
Mike Schilt.
Right, so you don't have to stand behind what you're saying,
that,
in a
but
sense.
Those accounts were like fun. It's like Mike Schilt says something and then the Twitter account says something. You know, now these accounts are being made to harass and to threaten. And that's where we cannot have this anymore. There's no way to make a law where you have to have an ID to get a social media account. But I think we're heading that way, because it's getting, as you said to start the segment, it's getting more intense as we go along with this whole thing.
Yeah, this is not the only story of this kind. But I'm bringing it up because I you know, trying to give anybody ideas. I'm trying to get people to understand that this happens out here. And we, as the, you know, the majority, the, you know, right, the 99 percentile
that don't do this stuff,
right, need to step up and, you know, try to find the people that do. I mean, this has got to be, this is awful, horrible.
You know,
scary.
I listened to a podcast called Darknet Diaries, which is all about the internet and hacking and all this other stuff. And there's an episode about people that are good that hack to get the bad people off. If there's good hackers out there, hack these accounts and figure out who these people are. And out them to everyone, because that's what they deserve for threatening his children's lives.
Horrible. Horrible indeed. I'm and some Padre pen pals, including some people that are angry with Wandy Peralta. Hopefully not that angry, as Gwen and Chris continues. All due apologies to Matthew McConaughey there. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., down at Petco Park. Padres, Angels tonight. Yes, one of those inter-league Angels, or Padres, by the way, not been good against the American League yet this year. Got swept by the Rays. Lost 2-3 to the Tigers. Also lost 2-3 to the Astros. So, time to get back with it.
Yeah.
Padres have done well, though, against losing teams this year, despite yesterday's loss to the Rockies. Unconscionable loss to the Rockies.
I gotta tell you, I was pretty angry all day yesterday.
I know, people were angry, and they, you know, you kind of felt angry, but as I said, you're gonna play them 13 times this year. I'm gonna give you 2 losses maximum.
Okay.
Go 11-2. It's hard to go 13-0, even against the Rockies. But you're right. Felt like you should win that game yesterday, especially after 21-0. I was looking it up, though. The Yankees lost to the Indians, and they were the Indians then, in 2004, 22-0, and then beat them the next day.
Ah.
So it's not impossible.
Maybe it's the embarrassment factor.
Maybe you're just so embarrassed, or maybe it was so bad Saturday that when you get out there Sunday, you're like, yeah, we got absolutely nothing to lose. But Marquez, he's pitched well against the Padres in his career. He's 11-4 against the Padres with that win yesterday. So, but the Padres overall are 12-4 against losing teams.
I have a question.
That's a 750 win clip. So let's keep that up.
I like the 750 win clip.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday when they lost, the Rockies lost 21-0.
Right.
I tweeted out that I really do feel bad for these players, because it's not their fault they're so bad. They're competing at a huge disadvantage, because their owner does not care. As Tony said when he came on earlier, there were full crowds at that stadium all weekend long, which also infuriated me, because it's like, why are you allowing this to happen?
Yeah, if you're one of the, and I call the Rockies a bunch of 4A players, like Hunter Goodman, he's good enough to have a day like he did yesterday.
Yeah.
But he may not get another hit for a week, you know.
Yeah.
Michael Tolia, he can hit a home run, but he, you know, doesn't hit many. Jordan Beck, I think, is a player that's on the rise. You know, so they've got some guys like this out there. Tovar, Doyle. Tovar's hurt right now. But you're right. They're 4A players, and they're trying to compete at a major league level. But I thought Elias Diaz said it the best Saturday night. Because he played with these guys last year, right? Before he came to the Padres.
Yes.
And he said, yeah, I feel sorry for them, or bad for them. I played with these guys, but, you know, this is big league baseball. We're supposed to go out there and beat their brains in, and, you know, if it happens, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think anyone's going to feel sorry for these guys. They have to find their way through it. Luckily, it's not our problem for a while, because I don't think the Padres play the Rockies again until September. So,
right when they need them, too.
Right when they're going to need those games, hopefully at the end of the season. All right, one quick thing before we get to our Padre pen pal. Trivia. You're the biggest Padre fan out there. You or anyone else out there. Let's see how big of a Padre fan you are. Who is, I don't want you to answer right away if you know. Who is David Macias? Anybody know?
The name sounds extremely
Somebody out there is
familiar.
Going, oh, yeah, I know that. But I'm telling you, 90% of you don't know who that is.
It sounds extremely familiar.
I'll give you a clue. He's on the field in a Padre uniform every game. Every game.
Oh, he's the he's the first base coach.
Yes, he is.
There we go.
There you go.
I was like, why does his name sound so familiar?
He never gets a mention.
Tim Leeper's arm almost fell off on Saturday.
The third base coach. David Macias, I bring him up because he floated an idea to the San Diego Union-Tribune. It was a little while ago, but I'm just catching wind of it here. He says that Major League Baseball ought to go to the side-by-side first base bag idea. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
In softball, yes. When you play your weekly game, there's one base for the first baseman to step on. There's another for the runner to step on.
Yes.
So that guys don't run into each other.
I saw this in college the other day.
Yeah. So do you think baseball, he thinks they should. Macias does. He brought it up after the Luis Arraez incident in Houston.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like it would be nobody's going to be hurt by this, right? Going to change anything. Why not do it? You're making base coaches wear helmets. Why? Because you want to protect them. So why not put a base out there so that it's less likely we'll have a collision?
I did see a weird play over the weekend, and that's why I can see this in my head. But I can't remember which college game it was, but the base is white, and the base in foul territory is orange in this game.
Okay.
So the runner goes through. He steps on the orange. He comes back. He doesn't step on the white, but he's standing on the base. On the orange side, person tags him, he's out.
Nah. All right. Well, that you'd have to clear all that up.
I don't think you should be penalized for standing on the
orange. I don't think you
orange.
Should either. I think you should just, either one's good. But this seems like a no-brainer for baseball. So good on you, David Macias, and I hope that baseball listens. Don't hold your breath.
You know what Robert Stock, remember Robert Stock?
Yes, the guy who
tried to pitch 105 with the Padres. He had a pretty good tweet over the weekend, which was, softball's been doing this forever. It's a good idea. It's safe. But Major League Baseball doesn't want to admit that women had the idea first kind of tweet, which may be true. I thought it was kind of funny because softball has had this for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Robert Stock, but I can't buy this.
His Twitter account has some interesting takes.
I mean, I think of the NBA, which went 10 years after the ABA invented the three-point line to adopt it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
There are good ideas that need to be adopted. This, to me, is one.
Well, the eye in the sky ref for the NFL came from the XFL. They had the expedited review in the XFL. The NFL picked it up.
AFL invented the two-point conversion. The NFL did not bring it in till maybe 20 years ago. All right, let's get to some other questions and answers with our Padre pen pals. First, though, get you around the city with some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now, on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so the Padres had a pretty good road trip, I would say. 6-3, that's not bad at all. And we have a lot of positive stuff going on. We have one person who is very angry with us for the way we characterize some of the players on the team. And Tony said when they bring the smoke, I better bring the smoke too. So I did. I left it pretty much as is, the submission from this person. But let's go with this one first. And it's about Fernando. And Tony, since you're our hitting expert, I have you going first on this one. I've watched baseball for a few years, but I don't have any sort of background with the mechanics of a baseball swing. I've heard people say Fernando was swinging it well because he had a low leg kick earlier in the year. I've also heard that he has a bigger leg kick now. Can you explain why someone would change from a small leg kick and go back to a big leg kick?
In his case, it's about timing. He's trying, for whatever reason, he's lost the timing, which is kind of picking it up and putting it down, and seems to have a better feel, at least in the last four or five at-bats, with the leg kick. I think, you know, that's kind of where he's at. I think we will see more. I don't know if it'll be a lot more, but I definitely think we're going to see him chase that breaking ball a little bit more than we had been all season. But I think for him, why he would go from a just kind of picking it up, putting it down to a leg kick is, I think in his own words, he said he's battling some timing issues right now.
All right, Chris, anything to add?
Yes, not in the actual knowledge of hitting, because okay. I have none.
You're a great softball hitter, though.
I am not. If I ever figured out what to do to consistently hit in softball, I would do it. And I'm sure that Fernando probably wants to have, you know, the lesser leg kick, because that was really working for him. But hitting, I don't believe, works that way. And you tend to get in these stretches where you can't even explain why you're doing what you're doing. And the only thing I would say is that, you know, Tony's dad, because, I mean, I'm going to go to the best hitter I've ever seen. He would spend a week sometimes rolling over and grounding out to second base. And then he would yell at his poor son on the way home after he went 0 for 4. And it that happened to one of the greatest hitters of all time. I'm sure he didn't know exactly why he was doing it, and he didn't want to do it. But you just keep on battling until you start hitting line drives again. And fortunately, Tony's dad usually did that.
All right. Good stuff, guys. I thought that was a very astute observation. Pretty from good.
That clearly wasn't the angry one then, huh?
Oh, no. The angry one's right here.
Oh, we're going right to it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did have to change the actual question because there was no actual question. It was just a statement calling a shill.
Okay, let's go with the statement.
We can hear the statement. We'll figure it out into a question. We're savvy enough to do that.
Do you guys get paid to defend Padres players? Because that's what it feels like to me. Xander is garbage, but hey, don't get mad at him. Jason Hayward is barely a contributor, but hey, he's a good clubhouse guy. Wandy Peralta, he's good, we swear. In reality, he's a professional meatball thrower. Can you guys please stop ignoring the problems with this team and tell all of us Padres fans that we're not crazy for thinking this team needs improvement? That's it.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, I'll tackle it first. What does he want? They're 39 games into the season, he or she. What do they want?
He, for sure.
39 games of the season. They're not 39-0. That's true.
That's the problem.
We understand, though, better than this person, the way baseball works. And the game is a game of failure. But ultimately, you want, you know, to come out ahead in the end. And I don't think there's a lot of complaining to do right now when you're 25-14. I wish I got paid extra by the Padres to say nice things about them,
because
I would be more than willing to heap the praise on day after day if there was a check arriving in my inbox.
So, Lucky would have his own house.
Right. It's not there. And when I personally bring up a great game that Xander Bogaerts has, and he's had a few of them recently, I only bring it up to try to get those of you who have completely given up on him to just take a look at it from a different perspective. Wandy Peralta is without question throwing meatballs right now, and he's paying the price for it. And I'm more than happy to tell you that. I'm more than happy to even Monday morning quarterback decisions by Mike Schilt when he makes decisions I find questionable. But in a 25-14 season, I haven't seen many of those, and I haven't seen many negatives. And so therein lies my shilling for the Padres.
What about the fact that
I'm unfortunately not getting paid for?
What about the fact they only scored 21 runs on Saturday night and not 22?
Well, I was disappointed. I mean, you get two more and you break the all-time record. You might as well, while you're there, you know. And you're facing, well, I guess it was their best pitcher, Jacob Stallings, the last two innings.
That is
the
true.
The catcher, you should have at least got two more runs. So you're right. I was angry about that.
Tony, you have a response to this person?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, 25-14 kind of speaks for itself. And, yes, I mean, we can all point out the Maldonados of the world that are hitting, you know, just at 200. Jay Hayes hitting below 200. And those are facts. But that doesn't change what we've been saying. I mean, all the points that he brought up were actually, like, true. What did he say, that Jason Hayward was a good clubhouse guy? I don't think there's been any proof otherwise than that. Now, if you're saying he shouldn't be in the lineup because of it, you know, that's something he should take up with Mike Schilt. But he's on the team. He's he had a 3-run homer yesterday, the first of the year for the Padres. Something.
Yes, he broke my heart with that 3-run homer. I was hoping they would never get one.
He's in his feels because he wants to be mad that those guys that he mentioned aren't playing up to the level that he thinks
these people always disappear too when they start playing well, by the way.
Well, look, I understand this to a certain extent, but when Juan Soto was here and I felt like he was being a distraction, to say the least, I believe I pointed it out over and over and over again that I was not a Juan Soto fan, even to the point where it was got embarrassing to me because Juan Soto kept producing at an incredibly high rate. So the fact of the matter is, when there are things that we recognize or at least feel, we do pass them along. As far as Jason Hayward's concerned, for me to tell you that he's not anything but a terrific guy and a good clubhouse presence would be lying to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so I'm mm-hmm, just telling mm-hmm. you, you know, what it is and what the way it goes. And Tony knows it better than I do because he's there every day in the clubhouse and sees
and
it.
And we've also said he's hitting below 200. So, I mean, like, it is, this
he's
is
got
what
to
it
hit
is.
Better. We've all, I don't think, right. has anybody not said that if he doesn't pick it up, they will probably replace him at midseason when it's time to, you know, make a trade or a deal. They'll probably look to upgrade unless he picks it up. Yeah.
He's made some great defensive plays.
And defensively, he hasn't let any of it affect his defense, and that's a great point.
Not at all. All right. I skipped all the other angry ones because we need to get to the end here. This one is about the schedule. So this person wrote in, I was looking at the schedule and realized the Padres just got back from a 9-game road trip. Sorry, Tony. They get 6 games at home. And then, sorry, Tony, back on the road all the way to Toronto. From Toronto, from Toronto, they go to Atlanta, and then they're back home. So I know all teams do this, but if we're looking at the schedule as a strength, Tony, is it a good thing they have so many East Coast games this early in the year?
I don't know. It sucks, I can tell you that.
Just back-to-back East Coast trips.
Yeah, it's tough.
And they have done us no favors. We go to the East Coast at least another 3 times, too, by the way. Like, we're not close to done. We got this one coming up. We got a one in Philly coming up in June. We got the one after the break where it's D.C., Miami, and another spot.
Not that you've been looking ahead, Tony.
Yeah, no. Safe to say I've looked ahead quite a bit.
Yeah.
Is it good or bad? I don't know. It's good, I guess, if you're playing well. You know, then it don't really matter. I think you'd like to get these out of the way as early as possible. So, ultimately, the back end, we go back one more time in September. But August and September are pretty friendly as it pertains to how far we have to go.
Yeah, it's a lot of West Coast stuff. Chris, is it a good thing they have so many East Coast games this early in the year?
I don't really know.
I was thinking you don't get the Atlanta heat in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, but you're going to get somebody else's humidity in
St. Louis,
August,
most likely.
Not only that, Chris, you're getting these rain delays. We had, what, 4 straight before
that was
we
crazy.
Got it right?
Yeah, I don't really know. Look, the schedule is what it is, and everybody plays the same teams. But this is ultimately baseball's fault, and they could fix it by returning to the unbalanced schedule where you get to play within your division a whole lot more. And it is truly a little unfair to teams like the Padres or the Mariners, for example, in the American League, because we are on the West Coast all the way. And most of the teams are where? On the East Coast.
Or Midwest.
Right.
East Coast time zone Midwest.
Nobody talks about this in St. Louis. Because everything's a 3-hour flight, one way or the other.
Yeah, central travel is beautiful, man.
And Tony played in Milwaukee. He did get to experience it. But unless you're going to give me a road trip where the Padres play 15 road series in a row on the East Coast, there's no other way to do it than to go back and forth 4 or 5 times. And unless you change the schedule back and give yourself some more West Coast games. And baseball doesn't want to do that right now.
They do not want to do
that. So there you go.
All right. Thanks, guys, for Padres Pen Pals. When we get back, I have put a lot of work into these Chris versus the fans questions, and I have some good ones, I believe. So,
and in the segment after that, I'm going to give a glowing report on the first 39 games of the Padres because I'm waiting for my paycheck.
Okay. I was like, okay, I need to put this on the schedule.
Nothing but love for the Padres. I hope they're listening.
All right, 833-288-0973. Chris versus the fans, when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.